This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. I was looking over my last heating bill, and we used more natural gas for the period than we had for the previous 2 years, so you can blame the polar vortex for that. My statement also shows how my use compares to other houses in my area, and actually, we use a lot less than most of them. We get some good insulation, a pretty efficient furnace, and keeping the thermostat down helps a lot. But insulating and a new furnace are not cheap, and that's why an interesting program is worth your attention. It's called Michigan Saves, and it's being called the nation's first nonprofit green bank. Joining us is Selma Tucker with Michigan Saves. Welcome to Stateside.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, what does green bank mean?
Yeah, it's a good question. Green bank is really a term of art and is shorthand for an organization that is completely focused on enabling financing or capital to help people make energy improvements, being energy efficiency or renewable energy, and sometimes green infrastructure improvements to their home, their business, their house of worship, or any building that consumes energy.
Well, let's break all of that down. First, how did Michigan Saves get started?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we are the nation's first nonprofit green bank in this state. Out of Public Act 295 in 2008 asked a really prescient question, which was, how do we take our precious and limited and very few resources and turn those resources into a solution that helps everybody in the state of Michigan be able to do this really powerful work on their building, that work being energy efficiency or renewable energy? And so they said, we got a little bit of money and we have a lot of people and we have a lot of need. How do we do that? Because we know that financing these things are important and expensive. And out of that question came Michigan Saves, which was capitalized with that small amount of money. In this case, it was $6.5 million from the state of Michigan to create a green bank that would serve as a financing institution for everyone in the state of Michigan to be able to insulate their house, be able to make their home more comfortable, be able to keep those drafty floors from being so cold, and ultimately bring down those energy bills.
Well, $6 million on its own is not going to go very far doing that. So how'd you leverage more money with that?
That $6.5 million, as well as some money that we got from the federal government shortly after 2008, we got an extra $5 million. The state got a grant to do that. That money has been sitting in what is called a loan loss reserve, which is just a fancy term for money we hold in trust. And we go to our credit unions and our lenders in the state who have plenty of money to lend to our residents. And we say, hey, if we hold this money in trust for you and promise to cover losses in the event that something happens in the event of a default, do you promise to lend money at incredibly favorable terms? That will help all these people, all these commercial businesses and all these commercial operations and residential families. And they said, you know, this sounds like a crazy experiment. We have no idea how to underwrite an energy efficiency loan. So it's good that you've got that backstop for us. But yes, we will do it because we have that guarantee. And we've seen a really explosive success and explosive demand for this product, for this energy efficiency and renewable energy product, because people all over the state are wondering how to protect themselves and ensure that they're prepared for a weather event that is going to stress their home and eventually stress their family.
Okay, you got my attention with low interest loans, but what kind of interest rates are we talking about with these loans?
Yeah, we are talking interest rates that rival mortgages, that rival 30-year mortgages. We're talking interest rates at 4.99%, 5.25%. And that's for an unsecured loan, which is a relatively wonky term, but the best kind of credit to compare it to is a credit card, because credit cards carry, as we know, you're lucky if you're getting a credit card at 10% interest, but they're usually much higher than that. So because of the power of our loan loss reserve, we have been able to get our lenders to say, this is a safe product. I have insurance in the event that something happens. And that savings and that low interest just gets passed right on to the customer, and they're able to do their energy project in their home or in their commercial building for a fraction that it would cost them through virtually any other product. That's why, particularly on our residential side, our residential product is the envy of the nation, and we go around at times to other states and we help them stand up a green bank just like Michigan Saves.
I want to talk about what kind of improvements. You listed some of them early, but I'm wondering if there's a safety measure here because, you know, there are some people who say, boy, I'm going to get geothermal and get it installed in my house, and yet they haven't even insulated it properly. I mean, is there any kind of protocol for what you can and can't do with your house with one of these loans?
Our mission is to make sure that energy efficiency and renewable energy can happen in any building in this state because it is such a powerful tool and there are so many uses for it. The where and how we come down on that, we have a big long list that we call the eligible measures list where anybody can look and see, you know, can I get this furnace? Can I get these windows, energy efficient roofs? You may not know that there are energy efficient roofs out there. There's lots of stuff. There's so many opportunities in our buildings to be able to make them more efficient. And we want to finance all of those opportunities. We don't want to turn our back on any of them. But at the end of the day, the contractor that you hire, will determine a scope of work that works for you and your project and your building. And if it is going to reduce energy consumption, Michigan Saves will finance it.
Some of the energy utilities in the state also are offering rebates for these improvements. Sometimes they hit a limit, though. Do you have any idea what the best time of the year is to make sure you can get the loan from Michigan Saves and a rebate if the utility offers it?
Yeah, we love those sort of stackable resources. You can get a Michigan Saves loan at any time because we are at scale. We are turnkey. Anyone under the sound of this voice, and under the sound of your voice, Lester, can get a Michigan Saves loan, at any part of the year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Doesn't even matter if it's Christmas. We love it when our utility partners, and they are partners, they give those rebates because those rebates help our customers bring down the cost of that improvement even more. And those utility rebates, usually, I believe they start at the beginning of the year, and they go until funds are exhausted. So, I would be looking out for the emails that your utility sends you about, and they send them all the time, the emails that your utility sends you about the rebates that are available, and just take a close look at when they say they may expire. We know the need is out there, and we just need to make sure that people understand that this resource exists, and they should absolutely be taking advantage of it.
Okay, where are you online?
You can visit us at michigansaves.org, find a qualified contractor, and we think you should get started on that energy project right away.
Selma Tucker is Director of Marketing and Communications for Michigan Saves. Thanks much.
Thank you.